don't know. I got nothing. I'm running on 3 hours of sleep, boys. You guys are gonna have to hard carry this inaugural episode.
This is the main reason why we hired Eric as the third member.
Hello. I got 7.5 hours of sleep, so I'm actually feeling pretty fresh.
Yes, scoot up this way.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's why we got you in the middle, because Cameron and I tend to get overexcited.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
So you throw in the Brain Destroyer.
You're sitting there like a fucking baboon! I hate fucking whiskey, so I couldn't stop it fucking 3 or 4 hours, right? Wow!
I'm CM Punk and I wish we would stop genocide, you know?
Money blow! Money blow!
Oh, yeah, the clown. The only one of you buffoons who doesn't make me laugh. And as for you, I don't know you, but I'm sure you're a jerk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new era, a new season, possibly a new dynasty of Chaotic Pussy. I'm your host, as always, Mr. Steven. With me today is Mr. Cameron.
Winning time.
Okay, winning time. And our new third mic, a paradigm shift, if you would.
We've hired the city champion.
The city champion himself. Mm. Mr. Eric has joined the broadcast. Mr. Eric, welcome. What's been going on this week? I don't know what I've been doing. We played a bunch of Magic on Sunday.
We did play a lot of Magic on Sunday. I played my first Commander match on Sunday.
That was fun.
I really, really liked it. I didn't think I was going to like it as much as I like a best of three standard thing.
It was
so much fun.
It's crazy getting together. Cameron, I don't know if you've ever had this where like you have like groups of friends that you know would get along with each other.
No, I've never had friends.
But just like
come rare.
Just like the you just know that like their sense of humor is so similar. And, you know, I had this with Eric and some of my buddies for a long time. And then we all sat down and it was just, yeah, I could leave the room and it was fine. I didn't have to babysit, which is always nice.
Well, I think in high school I never was a part of like a clique or group. I would just float around like day to day, whether I'm with the more sporty jock people, the nerdy D&D people, the German kids.
A maverick.
Yeah. So I knew that, like, who...
Wait, the German kids?
I was about to ask you. I was like, wait, that one came right out.
I was wondering if you guys are going to stop me there. Well, it was... So at McClatchy, the foreign language department was all terrible, except for the German teacher, who was just nice, sweet old lady. So, like, all of them would just hang out in her room during lunch.
Thus the German kids.
Because they took German for class. for their language, yeah.
That makes sense.
Although a lot of them were, you know... Blue eyes, white privilege type of fellas.
Blue eyes, white privilege, mm-hmm. Can't lose.
Yeah. Well, that was the name of my vocal band in middle school.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference goes hard.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, yeah, it was really, really cool. I really enjoyed sitting around a table with people. It really was like, it felt like, and Allie said the same thing. Allie met us up afterwards. Mm-hmm. And she said that, she was like, I feel like we know those guys. I was like, I felt like I knew those guys too, but we did not know those guys.
Can I get on my gay spiritual shit for a minute?
Yeah.
There's this phrase that I kept coming back to this last week, that there are no coincidences.
Mm.
Have you guys ever heard that, or are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the human mind wants to look for patterns in everything, mm-hmm. and especially when it's unwell, it sees patterns in everything. speaking from experience. But there's just a lot of things in my life the last couple of weeks where I've been like, wow, this is really all coming together. Yeah, and then just everything in the world at large is just like a fucking shit show. So it's been cool in my personal life seeing like a lot of dots get connected for me, and me being able to like show up for my neighbors in my community while not like, instead of just like laying in bed like mourning, you know, the state of the world.
I know, I feel like the phrase, there are no coincidences, is too Jesus-y for me.
Yeah. Mm.
Just like, oh, we're all part of God's plan. It's like, and then that bit.
We are all a part of God's plan, though. It is pretty encompassing.
How do you define God, Mr. Cameron? Can you define God for us on this episode of Chaotic Pussy?
Caucasian James Earl Jones, I guess, is the best description I got. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of black gods when people talk about the Christian god.
I think the Egyptians had a lot of black gods.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had, you know, birdmen.
Yeah.
And, you know, sun demons.
Yeah. cool shit.
Very cool shit.
Yeah. Horus and Ra and shit.
Yeah. Anubis.
Anubis.
Which, that guy, 2013, would not make it past high school.
Yeah.
That now makes me think of, like, all of the 2010 cartoons that were, like, my demon school, my demon high school, and it was, like, all, like, Frankenstein monsters and
like whatever. a real, like a Billy...
Monster High is what I'm thinking of.
Yes. Like, you're talking about Demon Slayer, the anime, or...
They had, like, well, they had, like, Superhero High, they had all that stuff.
You know, big Lego games type of era. Just like, yep, Superman gets his Lego game, Batman gets a Lego game.
Whatever IP you can squeeze in.
Yeah. Waiting for the Mario Lego game.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a Nintendo Direct coming soon? That's talking about Nintendo Switch 2? Isn't that supposed to happen? Like, beginning of April?
I have no idea.
Are you guys not Switch boys?
No, not really.
I use the Switch, but I don't... I'm not following Mario for his updates.
Yeah, it's like a season of the show. I mean, didn't they announce the Zelda movie or something?
Oh, they did, yeah.
That's one.
Like at the end of next year?
For my prediction show, Grink got that one.
There
was going to be a Zelda movie.
Whatever happened to just enjoying media in its original form, you know? Like, we don't have to make it a universe.
Yeah.
There's so many times that it's just becoming a universe, and it's just like...
Well, because nerds get into shit, and nerds want to learn more, so they need to provide more content for them to learn about. Because there's a lot of people who have adult homework syndrome.
Was Iron Man, I mean, obviously it was the start of, like, superhero movies, but was that, like, the jumping off point as far as, like, oh, we're going to take every IP and turn it into a movie, TV show?
I think that that's where people learned that it can be not just successful, but wildly successful.
Yeah.
Because, like, other things had done that.
There was always the cartoons in the 80s that were just advertising toys.
Like, Batman had the cartoons, the movies, the comics, of course. It had all of those things, the toys. But then, you know... Marvel just, it was like a $1 billion hit for like 10 years straight, every single movie.
What I like is that...
That's crazy.
You know, Iron Man, you know, great movie, but then immediately afterwards was the Hulk movie, which no one remembers now.
With Edward Norton.
Yeah.
I love that movie. That was so much better than the 2003 one. The Ang Lee movie.
Yeah, with Chris, or Eric Bana.
The dude from Troy, yes.
Yeah, Eric Bana. That's where I knew him from, too. And I remember him getting bodied by Brad Pitt's Achilles, and then we saw the Hulk movie, and I kept saying to myself, like...
Why didn't you do that?
Yeah, like, no way that this guy is going to be the Hulk now.
Yeah.
It's like anybody that gets the shit kicked out of them then can't immediately be some kind of a superhero, you know?
I mean, I remember watching Troy in theaters...
Brad Pitt was so hot in that movie. Holy fucking shit.
Have you guys ever had a movie, like, spoiled for you, like, directly before the spoiler happens?
You mean by, like, the historical 400-year-old book that he was missing?
His Achilles is going to get fucked up. They're not going
How old were you when you saw it? That's important context.
Like 14 or 15.
Okay, so maybe like before, like really learning history. Yeah. Like you knew it for a test maybe, but not like, well, I know this stuff.
In this particular instance, it was just because there's the subplot of Achilles's cousin that's at the battle or whatever as well. Yeah. Yeah. There's a scene early on where he dons his armor. We don't know it. They shoot it in a way where you don't know that it's not Achilles.
Yeah.
And he's going out, you know, to fight or whatever.
Is that after the kid wakes him up?
I think so.
Beginning of the movie?
No, it's like they're already on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm pretty sure.
For any Troy fanatics, you'll keep up with this. For sure. This is understandable.
For anybody that has seen 2005's hit film Troy.
God, was it 2005?
I think so. I think so, because that right lines up for as far as I was. But
anyways,
my buddy in the theater just leans over and it's just like, that's his cousin. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Like, give me, and then like not 5 seconds later, it's revealed or whatever. And like, it's very obvious for anybody, you know, watching the film now. But like, I don't know. I was young and naive.
Yeah. There was the best. I ruined a thing so much. It like almost ruined a friendship back in middle school. My friend was reading the book Contact.
Yeah.
Because he had never seen the movie, but his mom had watched the movie and was like, hey, I want to read this book. Will you read it with me? Mm-hmm. And him and I were both big into reading back then. So in the back seat of the car after wrestling practice, he like cracks open his books. We had like a 40-minute drive. Mm-hmm. And he's reading Contact, and I just assumed that he had seen the movie.
Because it was so popular.
Because it was wildly popular. Yeah. And so I was like, damn, I can't believe that her dad is the ghost the whole time. And he just didn't say anything. He just closed his book calmly, rolled down the window, and just threw the book out of the fucking window. And then he did not talk to me for probably 3 weeks after that. Like in school, then we were best friends. We rode to wrestling practice to and from every single day. And we would still do that. He just refused to talk to me.
I had a...
So funny.
I had spoilered the movie Moon for people. And it wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
But it was a trailer that was just so obvious. That's the... I think that's 2009 with Sam...
What is it? Sam Rockman.
Sam Rockwell.
Rockwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norman Rockman, yeah. Well.
He does have moves.
He is. He's an excellent dancer. He dances in that movie.
For all the listeners, Mr. Steven busted a jig.
I did. I did a little shoulder shimmy.
He did. He shimmied real good.
I was on a forum that was getting really excited about that movie, and I remember posting, I was like, oh, so he's a clone? And people were like, what the fuck? And yeah. I was like, yeah. You watch the trailer, it's pretty obvious that like that's what's going on. I mean, it's an isolated guy on the moon.
Yeah.
He's approached, all of a sudden there's just another vehicle on the moon that, you know, whatever.
I mean, how long is appropriate to wait to talk about a movie?
Is 6 weeks before the movie comes out?
Is that too soon? Well, I remember me in middle school, my friend Diego, we were going to talk about Dark Knight Rises because we were like 11 at the time.
Yeah.
And
huge movies too.
Our friend Jordan was like, I haven't seen it yet. And we're like, dude, it came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You should have seen it by now. Yeah.
Years for sure.
Especially the blockbusters.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, and then the other one.
If you haven't seen it, it's your fault at that point.
Yeah.
Like 2 years after, that's not my problem.
People think they're spoiling the movie when they don't know shit. Like me and my brother, when we watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, we right behind us, just some like random character, like the neighbor character, shows up to Leo's house, and just we hear a guy behind us lean over to his girlfriend. That's Charles Manson. not the case.
That is. Yes, you are picking up the entire point of the movie. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I think probably the best, and what I'm realizing here is these are all like theater going experiences that like the next generation will never have because theaters will be dead and gone.
Well, it's not going to be dead and gone. I just don't think it's going to be the mega ones anymore. There are like the little neighborhood ones that are so much cooler.
Oh, for sure.
And they show like old movies. They like take requests and shit. I think that that's the direction that it's going to go.
Yeah.
But like the big, like everybody's going kind of thing. Fuck that, dude.
The
fuck that.
The day of like, everyone piling in the car to go to the theater on Friday night. I don't think that's going to happen anymore. Yeah. But I remember seeing, I believe it was Spider-Man 2. Mm-hmm.
Go, Web! Fly! Up, up, and away, Web! Shazam! Go! Go! Go, Web, go!
Which would have been like 2002, 2001.
I think 2001. Yeah.
And,
another banger. Yeah. Holy shit. Good-ass theater movie.
Probably the best line that I got out of that experience was we're sitting there and there's a child in front of us also watching the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in middle school or early high school, but this is like a child.
Elementary age.
And you know how kids are when they're in the theater, they just say what's on the screen. Well, Spider-Man came out swinging on the screen and the kid just goes, it's Spider-Man.
Hell yeah.
And like really loud. And my buddy next to me just goes, leans over and goes, speaks the truth. That was one of those things that like when you're 14 years old, your buddy just says something. And now that is just part of the group chat lexicon, you know, forever. Yeah. So whenever someone, instead of just someone saying real or like 100, speaks the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your own little cultural lingo.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Spider-Man 2.
last week when I mentioned to you the story of the guy busting his head through the wall. But anyway, at that same party, at night, Zach took a poo noodle and smacked our friend Eric with it.
Yes, I remember now. Okay, yes.
And Eric just as, he's like, Zach just is dying laughing that he hit him with this, to the point where he just starts coughing, and just Eric goes, I hope you choke. And so now whenever we see someone fuck up, we're like, I hope you choke.
That's just the get fucked.
Mm-hmm. So we brought Eric on as an expert of 90s culture to do a 90s orgy TV draft. Because they were talking about ABC Family at some point. I didn't understand what the fuck they were talking about because I'm born in 2000. But I do know 90s things, so I could probably keep up with their picks.
I got upset like a little bit. It was like a flash of anger when you said ABC Family instead of Nickelodeon. It was like a flash. Like 10-year-old me was like, fuck you, man. I don't watch ABC Family.
That's bitch shit.
Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network, dork. Baby. Sometimes my mom lets me stay up for Adult Swim.
TGIF
Friday. TGIF Fridays. TGI Friday Friday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't do my homework. So
that's okay. Just freestyle.
Yeah, freestyle.
Just right. Freestyle it. Also, really quick, as a cut this out for sure, maybe. Yeah. Cameron
never cuts anything out of this fucking podcast.
No, dude, you actually don't know how much
there's probably
I cut
a lot
out.
Of raw. There's probably a lot of raw.
Cuts a lot of oohs and you, ahs. Cuts you, a lot of oohs and ahs.
If you listen to your raw file versus the produced episode, it's a lot.
Any context for it that you want to add, or should we just...
Yeah, so basically it's just maybe 7 to 10 picks. We could stop at 7 if that just is drained. Mm. It just, the idea is you're forming the best orgy out of 90s TV characters.
Mm-hmm. And as a clarifying question real quick, is it all of the same orgy? Like, are we all in a room, all engaging with just our people, but it's all in the same space? Or is it all of our separate orgies in all separate locations?
It's all separate. We're each crafting our own best room.
Okay.
Are we naming them by character or by actor or actress?
Either or.
I'm going character for what it's worth.
I think character's easier.
I'm doing character.
Yeah. And I'm not doing, because nobody's even going to fucking know some of mine unless I say the one thing maybe that they're known for.
Right.
Yeah. Also for the cartoons that I want to fuck. it's going to be impossible.
Cat dog.
Impossible?
Yeah.
Not 90s.
She could have been in there. She could have been.
No, she can't be. Came out in 03 or something.
Right.
Actually.
Cameron, since this is your perverted idea, you have to start us off.
No, Eric has the first pick.
That's true, because I am the newest member.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. I am. And I'm the smallest. I've got the smallest following through the CPC network. Chaotic Pussy Cast.
CPC.
Wait, what is CPC again? That's a good
I thought it was CP Committee.
CP Committee.
Yeah, you said something like that on the
podcast. Okay, so yeah, Chaotic. I need to do that. CPC sounds Chinese.
And
like
the first
Chinese
cartoon character CPC, in the sex draft for the CP Network.
Yeah, we can't say CP Network. There's no shot CP Network works.
That's why I love this podcast and its branding, because I'm like guaranteeing it's gonna fail. There are very low expectations.
right.
Now
we can get this picked up.
Well, then
Rebecca is constantly asking Cameron, like, why does he insist on calling it Chaotic Pussy?
Yeah. So also just like we're saying Chaotic Pussy the whole time. And this is going up in three places as Winning Time Tapes.
I do like Winning Time Tapes. That was your brand split after I went full retard for a few months. You were just like, well, I need to keep recording.
I have this software and I got to do something with it.
Yeah, I respect it.
I mean, we can just tard charge straight into calling it the Chaotic Pussy Podcast. We can, I think. But we can get it picked up. I know we can. This is engaging shit for sure.
Oh yeah, Barstool. This will be a Barstool brand.
Definitely.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Well, shoot soon. Yeah.
What's wild is I've been finding other...
Do we have to rate pizza if we do that? As a side note, there are podcast studios that you can rent a space at.
Maybe we open the CP studios.
Yeah, we need to host other people.
We're getting a lot of people coming in, but nobody's recording a podcast in here. It's really strange.
You get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. We keep getting a lot of these calls come in, and people keep starting and then stopping after 1 month of subscription. It's weird. We're staying alive. But okay, anyways, enough side stuff. First overall draft pick. So my first overall draft pick is definitely a cartoon. It is certainly Jessica Rabbit.
Nice.
No. Definitely Jessica Rabbit. The red dress, iconic. The overall vibe of that whole entire movie is great. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? But every single time that she got on screen, in my youth, It was like a mouth open kind of thing. So for sure, that has to be where I start.
Was that a TV show at some point, or
it was a movie that came out?
Oh,
that
I know.
Was like,
I know about the movie.
Yeah,
it was just on TV all the time.
It was on TV. Yeah.
Okay, I just think it's very funny that the first pick of the '90s draft will be an '80s cartoon character.
Yeah, yeah, but for me, that it was introduced to me through this '90s movie. I think that's valid.
Okay.
Yeah. Although she was given boners for decades.
For decades.
Decades.
She's in the Hall of Fame of boner giving.
She was given boner. I showed that movie in my summer camp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was definitely some boys in there that were paying a lot more attention when she was on screen. Mm-hmm. It was like a, you know, the childhood, you know, Gen Alpha ADHD brain, and then all of a sudden, bazookas.
All right, I'll have the second pick. In my mind, there's gonna be a lot of good female options later on, so I'll start with Uncle Jesse.
Nice. Man, that is so. That's really funny. Yeah.
All right, Steven, I love that. You get two picks.
Oh, I get two picks. Is that how the draft works?
Yeah.
Well, my first thought, in a similar vein to Uncle Jesse, I thought you need a strong leader, because if you're going to coordinate a group of 10 people,
yeah,
that's a lot of holes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell.
Damn, that is so fucking good, dude. Damn.
You know, not only is he going to bring a little bit of levity, but he's got an air of, he's kind of got that soft daddy vibe, you know?
God. Dude, I can't even believe how good of a selection that actually is, because it's true. He would bring, it would change the aura of your event.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, and also anybody that's done any freaky shit like this in real life, there's always a guy that looks like Mr. Belding that's at the event. Like, that's the majority of people that are into weird sex shit. So,
yeah.
I feel like he fits.
For sure.
Yeah. Culture shift for your first pick. And now for your second pick.
Oh, my second pick?
Yeah.
Well, in order to counterbalance, like, the soft dad energy.
Yeah.
You do need, like, someone that's, like, more like, He seems more of like a lifestyle guy. You need one that's more like just read a lot of Wikipedia articles on the subject.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Screech from Saved by the Bell.
I'm developing a theme.
Well, he did do the porn thing.
He did.
He did. Yeah. And isn't that
Diamond Dustin? Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond. Yeah. And isn't he like,
he's dead.
He's racked downstairs though.
I think he's dead.
He's dead.
Is he dead?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Is he dead? I'm gonna see if he's dead.
We're gonna do a scouting report on Screech to see if they're dead.
If he's dead, I mean, he can still come.
Preach, yeah. Died a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Huge cock, though.
Hey, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, he did. That was like his whole thing.
I remember him doing some celebrity boxing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then recently he was back in the news. Sorry to bring up politics, but Vivek Ramaswamy mentioned him as like a nerd, like a smart guy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you've clearly never seen Saved by the Bell. Screech was not a smart individual. He was the loser that was also like, you know, just part of the crew or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyways, those are my two.
All right. For my next pick, there's going to be a lot of girls available later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I already got Uncle Jesse.
Is that your not gay disclaimer? Is that because this is about to be two boys in a row?
I want to bring in established chemistry. Mm-hmm. I got the cool suave look. Now I'll bring in, you know, more relaxed funny man, Uncle Joey.
God damn it, man! You took my fucking fifth pick, dude. I swear to you, he was my fifth.
This is literally just
that's fucked up, man. I don't want him in your room. I want him in my room.
We're just doing ensemble cast.
Son of a bitch.
Oh my God!
No, that's a good pick. I will promise now. I'm gonna take none of the girls from Full House.
That's probably a smart idea. Well,
I mean, ironically enough, Uncle Joey might be the best orgy member to have because he's really good at boundaries with his signature "cut it out." Hell yeah! Everywhere you look,
Dave
everywhere Cool. there's some cum. That's so funny. For my orgy second overall pick, and I believe the sixth overall pick. I'm going another cartoon. Changing up my vibe, I'm going Charlotte from Charlotte's Web. had a massive mommy style crush on Charlotte from Charlotte's Web. And I think that, I mean, if we're talking about somebody that would bring something to the table, like, there is no kink shaming in my room anymore. There's nobody being uncomfortable, nobody crossing any boundaries, nobody being toxic in my room, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I feel like Mommy Spider has it under control.
Yeah.
And if anybody does bring that stuff in, she can just web them up, keep them off to the side.
Yeah, she'll eat their head off.
Yeah. Which, I mean, maybe the only thing she'll do in... But she'll be sort of like a, like how whenever you do acid, you want a babysitter. Maybe in my room, Charlotte from Charlotte's Web won't even engage sexually with us. She'll just be our orgy's babysitter to make sure everybody's having a good time. And then if she does decide to get into the mix, she's got, you know, 8 arms. So just imagine the possibilities. Fuck yeah.
My third pick is Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
Wait, hold on. You're out of order. It's actually his next pick, and then we're going back.
Why does he get two?
Because you got two. You were the third or fourth first. Pick.
He got second.
Yeah.
I don't understand how drafts
It's fine. We're here for you.
Yeah.
We haven't done a band phase, so I don't really know what's happening.
Our orgy commissioner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what is this legal? Just
yeah, like, ban somebody we're out? Doing a draft, but there's no bands? Like, what kind of casual bullshit?
I saw his next no pick. Bands? Yeah. We need a remake. Hard remake. / FF. / pause. He could hear my band. If he turns around, he can see the screen behind me. This is no longer competitive. Can we get a rolling on this? Okay, so for my team's second overall pick, for me, that was Charlotte's Web. For my team's third pick, which is the 7th pick overall in this draft, going another cartoon, Buzz Lightyear. 1996, the first Toy Story came out. Buzz Lightyear would add, I think, a lot of that masculine energy, uh-huh. but not in a toxic way necessarily.
He certainly would bring a lot of, for lack of a better word, toys to the bedroom. He
has a lot of gadgets.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to infinity and beyond, I'm assuming he has the stamina to keep up. And maybe a little splatter screen when he puts down his, you know, in case some, at the end of the orgy, he can stay safe in the facial region.
I feel like he, you know, I don't know. I think this is a blunder. I think this is the first sexless pick. I don't think, because he doesn't understand that he even is a toy. You think he's going to really be a master in the bedroom? Outside of that's where he lives.
I don't think he's there. I don't think he's getting off at all. I think he just has his, like I said, his gadgets or whatever. He's more of a toolman.
He's like a dom. Gotcha. Like a dom that just wants to give pleasure. He gets pleasure from other people's pleasure.
Yeah, nobody's touching him. Yeah.
Him and Charlotte are setting up the room.
And, I mean, there's another side benefit, too, because he's so protected, he would be thinking about other people's protection. He would check STD results. He would make sure that everybody's got enough condoms. He'd probably even bring shit like a dental dam for you if you really wanted one, you know? Like, he'd be there.
Let me check that out. He just scans up someone's pussy.
Syphilis, huh?
Able to perform a in the field analysis of whose junk's gonna fit with who's the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sex statistician, Buzz Lightyear.
Size wise too, yeah. I mean, how snug are we talking here?
And then now I'm picturing it's actually just the toy sized Buzz Lightyear. And there's probably some woman out there that had a sexual awakening by shoving that up their pussy. And so that's actually what he's there because he vibrates or something.
Maybe.
Charlotte, with their 8 arms, could play around with them.
Yeah.
Stick them in places.
All right. Can I do my pick now?
No, it's my turn. Then it's you. No, it's my turn. Then you get 2.
Oh, God.
All right.
I mean, we needed a board in front of us.
So there's going to be a lot of girls later on. And I already have 2 uncles.
Just get gay with it, dude. It'll feel good.
I am not going to take who you think. In fact, I'm going to take David Letterman.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. You think he can handle that?
If you take 1990, he's only like early 40s.
That's very true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, I mean, honestly,
I can't take now Letterman.
That's like sexual prime.
Yeah.
David Letterman.
Exactly.
A very horny man on camera as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. So he'll sync up with Jesse, I think, very well.
Yeah. He had the eyes.
You got to have one older man there that kind of makes everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's like the guy for the cool down. Just you can talk to him. He'll give you the couch comfort afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah. He does the post-cum interview.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, 2 picks for you, Steven. Okay.
Well, I undercut my next pick a little bit, but it's Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
For those that weren't familiar, she was the tall one with the curly hair. Lloyd is also in support of that pick.
Like, yes, yeah, seriously.
By jumping on the desk here. Yep. He just needs some rubs, bro. He's going to fucking lose his mind. What was the movie that she did where she was the stripper? That's like a, it's a Paul Verhoeven film. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not there.
I have no idea.
Striptease? Is that the name of it?
Wait, was she in Striptease?
She's the main fucking character.
Wait, I thought that was Demi Moore.
No, that's not. Yeah, that's Demi Moore. What's the movie where she goes to Vegas? And she, I'll fucking look it up right now.
Yeah,
God
do
damn it.
Do it.
I should have been doing this while you guys were
Honeymoon reacting. In Vegas?
But this film, it's a Paul Verhoeven movie of RoboCop and Starship Troopers fame.
Yes.
And so the whole thing with this movie is that when it came out, like those other movies are satires, right?
Yeah.
And this one, like people for whatever reason did not perceive it as Showgirls.
Showgirls.
Did not perceive it as a satire. But if you watch it, the characters are so vapid and so like empty. Mm-hmm. Like to take it at face value, it is like the worst movie you've ever seen. But it's kind of like a commentary on just like America and sex and sexuality and all that. That movie came out in 1995. Saved by the Bell was still in the fucking air, I'm pretty sure. So that was wild as a young man seeing Jesse Spang, I forget her last name on the show, butt naked on this cover at the video theater. It was pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's definitely in there just because of, you know, she is the most sexual person, I will say, that is on my list.
Okay. Or is sexualized.
Maybe. Sexualized.
Yeah, sexualized. Yes, yeah. Yeah, a lot of my picks aren't very sexualized at all. I mean, Jessica Rabbit, that's the whole joke with it. But then everybody else after that, maybe not so much.
Now that I'm thinking of it, and I'm thinking of 12-year-old boners.
That's my friend, too.
Yeah. Jesse was also in Any Given Sunday with Robert De Niro. And
That's a movie I've only ever seen once, and it always comes up.
Bad.
And I just never choose to watch it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I like bad movies sometimes. It's like the vibe.
She was showing a lot of boobies in the 90s. I think that was her way of being like, hey, I'm not, you know, just this kid show actor or whatever.
Right.
Here are my boobs. Yeah. But yeah, welcome to the party, Jesse.
All right, so some people probably have a problem with my team as I've picked a lot of white guys. So I'm going to remedy this.
Just sitting over here. I mean, you said it. I wasn't thinking of it. Now you said it.
I'm going to remedy this by picking someone who has some experience in having multiple partners. Mm-hmm. Zendaya from Challengers.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That's a good pick.
Okay.
So someone to, even though it's kind of 4-on-1, besides, you know, the interplay between Jesse and Letterman.
Yep. I thought we were doing 90s stuff.
But yeah, he picked Jessica Rabbit.
Well, where does Zendaya fit in?
All right.
Jessica Rabbit appears in a 90s film that I was introduced to Jessica Rabbit through.
All right.
That's like kind of the qualifier.
I'll pick someone else then. I'll pick.
I'm also fine.
If you need to consult the list real quick, that's okay, because I need to talk about Jessica Rabbit. You guys keep talking about how she's from the 80s?
Yeah, she's from the 80s.
She appeared in other stuff before that movie for sure. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Are you sure? But I thought she was created solely for Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I think you guys are confusing the Roger Rabbit with what actually.
But what I'm saying
that character didn't exist before that movie, I don't think.
Right, and I'm saying that movie came out in 86 or 87.
Did it?
Yes,
did
it is not a 90s movie.
No.
That's why I was like, it's funny that you're picking them because it's not.
I also thought that. I thought I knew there was a disconnect. When did that fucking movie come out?
86 or 87.
Holy shit, it's fucking 88.
Or there, okay.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's why I was like, funny pick, but okay.
See, I thought that initially, and then I came around on the idea that you guys were thinking that, like, because that whole world exists, like, separate from ours.
Right.
And that she was an 80s character in a 90s movie.
See, I was under the impression that that was like a mid-90s movie, but that she had appeared in other stuff.
No.
I didn't even think to look that up. I looked up my other picks to like fact check, but it wasn't even a thought in my mind.
I do believe that character was solely created for that movie.
That was a slam fucking dunk.
Yeah,
because that was as soon as this idea was presented, like,
oh, just grab it. Obviously,
it was just bam. Because I remember sitting in my grandma Sharon's living room, my MAGA grandma's living room. Shout out to MAGA grandma. She made us a really lovely quilt, and I'm so conflicted on how much I love this quilt because she loves deporting people. Fuck that lady. She can absolutely suck my dick, dude. But she, I remember sitting in her living room, and she was like, what do you want to put on? And I was like, I've never heard of this movie before. Who is Roger Rabbit? And she was like, oh, let's put it in. And then we loved it. We watched it like four times back to back that night. And it was just, it was also this awesome movie, and it just, 90s, it immediately popped up.
Did you have a Universal Soldier moment with Jessica Rabbit?
No. This was like when I was six or seven. It wasn't even like, none of these picks are really even necessarily like, you know, reminiscing on boners that I've gotten.
Yeah.
Or like hard-ons that were or could be. These were all people from media that like young me fell in love with. You know,
gotcha.
I remember having this conversation recently that like with Allison, actually, because she was asking me like, oh, like, you know, who'd you have a crush on as a kid? Like, how was it? Like, what, you know, what'd
Buzz
you
Lightyear.
Want? And I remember telling her like, and I remember feeling it so much because I read like, my mom would like read us Shakespeare because she had to, as a college student, she had to read it anyway. So those were our nighttime stories. I just remember being totally gay for being in love with someone. And so these were all media figures.
Being like, in love is pretty fucking gay.
That like, dude, yeah. I remember like watching it, like, oh, like I would get like the starstruck eyes. These weren't even like sexual attractions. These were just like, damn, I want to love this person.
Yeah.
And Jessica Rabbit stands in mind.
The like 8-year-old's idea of like true love and romance, because you've learned it just from cartoons. Or
whatever. Just from like media, just from shit that you had. And like, I didn't understand any of it. I just remember them being so happy because they said like, oh, man, love. So I was like, it must be the fucking best.
What's crazy is the closer you can get to that as an adult, the better, I think. Like, if you can put yourself in that headspace and be that way with your partner, then it absolutely is like the best.
Well, that's been a lot of the, not to get up on a whole tangent away from 90s characters in movies invited to an orgy that we're throwing. But that actually is after, so I've been in a relationship for 16 years, and that is the thing that you always hear about it. But that is the biggest thing that has changed about maybe over the last like 5 or 6 years is that like we've gotten like back to that point of like, hey, how do we actively be in love with each other again? And it, I have to say, it feels fantastic.
Yeah. Like getting yourself the headspace of like a 17, 18, 19 year old.
Yeah. Like puppy loving it again.
Yeah.
So I'm in a 6-year relationship and the thing that we've done is for my birthday, she wrote a D&D campaign for me based on a video game. And I thought the experience was so good that the gayest thing I did was then gave her a D&D campaign because I'm like, you need to have this experience on the player character end.
Fuck yeah. That's actually so fucking
you not only,
it was a D&D, a D&D trade-off. That's adorable.
Yeah.
You received you got sucked off so well. You're like, hold on, babe.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me suck you off for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's true love.
That's cute.
And with that, my fourth pick is the Jerry Seinfeld girlfriend, Cedra Holland.
And by the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
Yes.
Yeah.
Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher, yeah.
Yeah. Was on Party of Five.
Mm-hmm.
Either Party of Five or Beverly Hills 90210. Those were the same show in my mind.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Shows that I was too young to watch, but I understood their appeal because there were pretty ladies on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my fourth member.
That's a good pick. Is it my round?
Yep, you get two.
I get two? Okay. Just in general, this is my first general actor's name. Devon Sawa. So he was like a teen heartthrob back in the 90s.
Yes.
He was also a Final Destination fan, which I believe is 98. But he was in a bunch of shit in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I remember like, you know, as being a kid that was raised in Ohio, thinking that I had to be straight. I do remember experiencing a lot of conflicting feelings as I saw Devon Sawa, specifically in a movie called Idle Hands, which I don't think is a 90s movie. Maybe it is.
No, it's like, it's like right on the cusp. It might be like 1999.
It's 99.
Yeah. Hell yeah, it is. Yeah. And also a movie.
Jessica Alba also in Idle Hands.
There was like a doppelganger of Devon Sawa for my next pick, and I can't remember his name, but it is the main male actor in the movie Can't Hardly Wait. That guy, he was a dork. He was after Jennifer Love Hewitt's character.
It's not the same guy.
And he, like, loved her. Not the same guy, but they look so similar.
Ethan Embry?
Ethan fucking Embry. Right, dude. That's my
They all
next
just had,
pick.
Like, vaguely bowl cut type haircuts, right? Yep. But when you said Devon Sawa, and I pictured Devon Sawa, I think the progenitor of that entire line is the Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas,
Wait, you have another pick?
No, those were both of them. Devin saw one, and Ethan in
mine, which I'll just quickly say, Jerry's girlfriend, Melissa, who is the one who's very comfortable being naked, so I feel like she'd be comfortable in an orgy setting.
Right, just a comfortable person to have there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of like a colorless card that you lay down on the board. Yeah, fits into every deck.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, now you can go on your side thing and your two picks.
Yeah. I get two?
Yep.
You get two, baby.
Well, I was thinking about Jonathan Taylor Thomas now, but I haven't really seen him as an adult, so that feels weird. So I think we need another dad in the room. Mr. Wilson. We're going to go. He also plays on the kink of like mass and like, you know, kind of like obscuring who you are.
Yeah.
Definitely some glory hole vibes. Pick.
That's how I know that this is your orgy and I can't fit into it, because I feel like if I were to walk into that room, I would get in trouble if I fucked up. And I don't want that vibe in my orgy. I don't want to get yelled at if I fuck up. And in your orgy, somebody would be like, hey, you're crossing a boundary. You need to stop right now.
You need some dads to set the rules. You have to set the rules so then you can break the rules and it's that much more fun and
I mean, I've got a
naughty.
Spaceman in mind, so.
You got a what?
I've got a spaceman in mind. I'm going for like a different kind of that boundary crossing. You know, handling vibe.
Let's see. So we have Mr. Wilson. I was thinking about moms. I'm kind of always thinking about moms.
Yeah.
I remember feeling a particular type of way about the mom from Step by Step. Are you familiar?
Not me.
So Step by Step was just another, you know, family, white suburban, sitcom or
copy paste sitcom. Yeah.
The dad was Patrick. I can't remember his name, but he was in other stuff. But mom is just a, you know, just your average suburban, you know, mom. She's blonde haired, you know, 5'6", kind of frumpy. But, you know, sometimes you just need some extra body. You need someone that's going to bring snacks, you know. I feel like she would be the gal who would make sure that there's like, you know, plenty of baked goods. So mom from Step by Step would be my fifth pick. Yeah.
My sixth pick will be Jerry's girlfriend, Nikki. Who you may remember from the episode The Wife. And she was really good. Oh, wait, no. That's not her. Anyway, Nikki is the one who would get all the favors done for him. And, like, she would smile at a police officer when she's speeding. So, someone who is just very pretty to get other people to do things.
For my sixth pick, I am going Chris Tucker from The Fifth Element. Specifically Chris Tucker from The Fifth Element. Exactly as he is dressed, I want him in my room.
Ruby?
His dreams, his desires, his most intimates of intimates.
And what I'm looking at, intimate is his stud muffin's middle name. So tell me, my man, you nervous in the circus?
Yeah. With the headset and all. And I was thinking about drafting him up higher, but I also felt maybe... I thought he would be safe. All of my middle picks, I don't think that anybody else is going to be picking these. So, Chris Tucker has to be in there, has to be in his Fifth Element character.
There's so many characters in Fifth Element that you could pick for this.
You really could.
Gary Oldman.
Yeah, everybody's got a good one. Good. Oh, man, Gary Oldman's teeth in that movie. Like, the thing that stands out about that. Holy shit. Yeah, the Fifth Element was a great one, but Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
That's the one I remember.
And your other pick.
Oh, I get a second one?
Yeah.
April, the whoever the actor from April is from the live-action TMNT movies. Yeah. April, quality pick. I like the yellow as well. I think the yellow would go well in the room afterwards.
It's a different actress in the first movie and the second movie.
Really?
They recast her in the second one. The second one is like more of a model. The first one is she's got freckles and she's more of a real person.
I don't think I have that much of a preference necessarily because in my mind they're the same person. Right. I remember I saw the second actress, the gal
in the second movie is like a total babe in the sense that like I'm pretty sure she did modeling.
Okay.
The gal in the first movie is much more like grounded. She's more of like your cute like hot girl next door.
Sure.
Like she would not be on TV in New York City. The second gal is definitely a New York City reporter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Maybe in my mind anyway, I'm like, maybe I'm just making like an amalgamation of the two of them in my mind. But I remember one of my friends had only the second TMNT movie.
Yeah.
On like VHS or whatever.
With Super Shredder and Rocksteady and Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't a big watch for us, but I remember being like, oh, wow.
And it had the giant sunflowers.
don't remember the giant.
At the beginning of because that's where the like the ooze spills at the beginning, and so they're picking these giant sunflowers. And I remember being like, "That doesn't seem like a real plant." I'm like 8 years old. but it's like got a good crunch when they snap it.
Okay. Whenever Allie listens to this, she will remember. Hey, I need to tell Eric to rewatch those movies. She'll say that.
You only need to rewatch the first two. The third one is dog shit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'll be getting to. I'll be getting to the third dog shit.
Speaking of dog shit movies, another aside. I watched Breaking Dawn Part 1 yesterday.
Fuck yeah, you did. Fuck yes, you did.
I didn't realize the entire movie was about her pregnancy. Like, there's nothing else going on.
Yeah, because
so
this is what they wanted to do. They just wanted to maximize how much fucking money they could make off of it. So they egregiously split the movie into two. And the whole first part one, is just, it's so uncomfortable. It's the worst CGI. It's awful. The ending is so fucking dog shit terrible. And like, they didn't have to split up Deathly Hallows into a part one and part two, but it also kind of makes sense that you want to spend a lot of time on this like cultural phenomenon. The Twilight movie was just about making
it. It's literally because they were coming out like the same time. So they're like,
we have to compete or whatever.
There's a lot of unnecessary montages in that movie that were just like shortcuts for storytelling purposes.
Just fucking wait. If you can even believe it, part two is even fucking worse.
Hell yeah.
It's so terrible.
Hell yeah.
And they also do, I'm excited for you to see it, but as a little spoiler for you, they do my least favorite thing in all of ending of any movie, book, anything. Uh-huh. They do my least favorite thing in this movie.
Which is?
I won't tell you.
All right.
You'll have to see it. Fucking you'll know it exactly as soon as you get to the end of the movie.
Keep your secrets.
Yeah. Yeah.
God,
I wish I could pick Robbie P for this.
I know, you already called me out for Zendaya, but I would want to do Keira Knightley, but I think she's like 15 in the 90s, so...
She was 17 in the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie, which was 2004.
Or
2003, yeah.
Yeah, but how old are you? And then aren't you like 2 in the 90s?
I'm not a thing in the 90s. I'm 27 days away from being born. I'm 9 months in the...
That crime only goes one way in this scenario. She's the one that's got the problem. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're 17, Kira.
Listen, I'm the baby.
I'm the sperm.
I'll be picking Roz from Frasier. She's union. Nice. She's very comfortable being talked down to, and she's very open in her relationships.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I feel like Roz is more of a switch.
Yeah, no, I think she can be, but I think because she gets degraded all the time from Niles and Frasier, she's like comfortable being talked down to. But I think there are certain twink-like picks that where she'll dommy mommy on.
Oh, for sure, and I think she's also someone, you know, having watched a good amount of Frasier. Her main complaint with most of her relationships was that her men were pussies.
Yeah.
So I think there is an aspect of like she is more domineering in her day-to-day life, so she would prefer to be dominated.
Right. You know. Letterman will nut up.
You think Letterman
will take on the challenge. Jesse and Joey, you know, raising girls would probably not need to do what Letterman needs to get done.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my first DEI pick, Lisa from Saved by the Bell. Just because she is someone who... She was also in Clueless, right? Or am I confusing black women? I don't know. Lisa was just like, actually, I think the first true like black person that I had a really strong crush on. Like, I just did not see a lot of black folks, obviously, in media in the 90s.
Yeah.
And Saved by the Bell was on all the fucking time. And I was like, wow, she's something.
Yeah, actually, that is a really funny commentary on this whole exercise, is that like so many of the movies that I watch, I don't think my parents did it intentionally, but somebody did it intentionally where like, I didn't really have a lot of media that involved just people of color in general.
Because there was
which is strange.
There was only a handful of shows and they did not air on TGIF. They aired on UPN.
Yeah. There were a lot of ones, there were like a lot of like instances of like going to go see a movie where like that wasn't really a thought. And then as soon as it was presented in my mind as an adult, I was like, fuck, man. Like, yeah, that is very true. So it's coming back again. I mean, this is something that's been known. But
what was the one with, I can't remember her name. She's a singer, but Moesha was the show, I think. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
There was also like the Jamie, what the hell's his name? He was also in a movie we mentioned earlier.
Jamie Foxx.
It was like the Jamie Foxx show.
Right. Well, there were, I mean, there were the comedians.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
There were definitely the comedians.
Marvin is a huge fucking show.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't Bernie a 90s show?
Bernie Mac?
Yeah.
It might have started.
Fuck, man. I might have to change and my actually, pick to involve Bernie in there. I just want Bernie in the room.
Yeah.
I can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So do you want to go back and forth one more time? Because I was thinking you're about to do your last pick, and then we're all about to pick our last pick. But you could do two more rounds if you want.
Are we that far along? I think I've only picked said like six.
That was just your seventh pick, and you're about to do your eighth pick. Do you want to do full 10?
I need to do my eighth, ninth, and 10th.
Okay, then we're doing 10 rounds.
So I did Lisa from Saved by the Bell. Now I have another one.
Yeah.
Lisa from Family Matters.
A lot of your picks have been that reaction for me. They're not like over the top. It's just, okay.
You don't want anybody that's like got too big of a personality. I mean, that's a lot of bodies in a room. You need to have some, you know. Although having two black women named Lisa might get confusing.
Mm. Or, you know you're not fucking up when you're shouting the name.
Dude. Yes. Did I tell you? I did that oopsie doopsie when I first started at Maryhill.
You really?
No way.
Do you guys remember this?
Oh, sorry. You said Maryhill and that change. I thought you meant in bed.
Two of our three former employers.
Yes.
There were two black women that worked in the same role that Cameron and I did.
Oh, no.
Literally. Oh, no. I'm pretty sure my second day. And I was trying to remember names. I was like, blah, 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 right? And they just started. It was during one of our meetings. And they just started cracking up. And I was like, I just fucking did that, didn't I? And they were just like, it happens all the time. And I was like, I am truly sorry. Yeah. I am not that guy. I'm just trying to remember names. But one guy was named like Ashley or something. Yeah. It's like, how am I supposed to remember Ashley? You know?
Well, fucking when I started, what we did
forgivable. You were brand new. It's forgivable because you were brand new for sure.
When I started, that position was primarily black women.
Yes.
Because it was Ashley, Taya, and then there was even another black Ashley who left before you got there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So
black Ashley too.
Yeah, it was Ashley B and Ashley, a different Ashley S, because there's that white Ashley S. But
gotcha. No, I it was just one of those things where I was just like, holy fuck, I'm a moron. So yes, two Lisas. Yeah.
Neither Simpson.
No Simpsons.
I don't think I'm going to draft a Simpson. Thought about it.
The
answer's still open.
There are a couple rounds to go.
What number is everybody on?
He just did his eighth pick. It'll be my eighth pick, then your eighth and ninth pick.
Okay, cool.
My eighth pick will be Michelle Yeoh from Tomorrow Never Dies.
Mm.
You get some, again, chemistry with Terry Hatcher, mm-hmm. who I have already on my team. Mm-hmm. My fuck team. Yep. And a very athletic person to, I think, compensate again for the males in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Get a more lively spirit going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little non-white flair in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. A little Dustin.
Yeah.
Sprinkle it in.
She's the sprinkle. She's the female protagonist in that movie?
Yeah.
That's a James Bond movie, right?
Yeah. With Pierce Brosnan, who also could be a pick.
Halle Berry's also in there.
In Tomorrow Never Dies?
Yeah. Look that, Jamie. Check the tapes.
maybe she's in a different Tomorrow Never Dies.
She's in a different James Bond movie.
Tomorrow Never Dies ends with homage.
Die Another Day, which is also a Pierce Brosnan Bond.
I don't know if I've even seen Die Another Day. Is that the one where there's a tank in the streets? I mean, that's a pretty broad question. Die Another Day came out after GoldenEye. It was the first movie after GoldenEye. Yeah, it was the last Brosnan. Oh, it was the last one.
Yeah, it was 2002. The last Brosnan.
I thought Tomorrow Never Dies was the last Brosnan.
No, that was the one that came out after GoldenEye.
It was like 96, 97. I remember seeing that one in theater.
Which one had the space laser in Iceland or whatever?
Isn't that an older one? I don't even think of that one.
And Madonna does the song.
That might have been an 80s one.
Well, no, because if Madonna did the song, I think we're mixing. I think you're mixing James Bond.
Oh, there's only 25 Bonds to fuck up.
Yeah.
We should have just done a
totally
the Bond girl draft.
We should have just done Bond draft in general.
Bonds and Bond girls.
Yeah,
we're just a bunch of crazy Bonds and Bond girls.
Oh man, dude, see, this is why. Maybe we should do a part two.
Okay,
where we
Die Another Day is the Halle Berry one. And then Tomorrow Never Dies
is Terry Hatcher and Michelle Yeoh.
Sure. Yes, because Die Another Day is the one I was thinking of. Because yeah. You could die another day. I remember being in
that's
that song.
That's the Madonna song.
Yes. Yeah. And I saw that one in theaters. Sure. With my dad and my brother, and when Halle Berry, and it was even in the fucking trailer just now when I showed it. It's the end of the movie, I'm pretty sure. It's an homage to one of the original Bond films where the femme fatale or whatever is in like a diamond bikini coming out of the water.
Yeah.
And it's them on the beach, and he's drizzling. It's basically his cum. He's drizzling diamonds into her belly button.
Did
I hallucinate this? I think it's the end of the movie because they're on like a beach together.
I don't know. I mean, it's not like I don't believe any of this stuff. It's just, I was in there for like the shooty part of the movie, not really so much the, you know what I mean? That was like why, like my dad was like, oh, let's go see the
I was born a fucking Gooner, boys, before that term even came to born. That movie came out, I just looked at it, it was 2002, so I was 13 years old watching that movie with my dad and my brother in the theater, and I'm just like,
but you're
Halle fucking Berry. I was like, yeah.
You're 1 year older than me, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I was probably in the same kind of realm, but I don't honestly know that I saw Die Another Day like in earnest. I think that was a movie that I went with my friends to and then just fucked around during the movie and didn't really watch it.
Yeah.
The last Bond movie that I like sat down and watched was Tomorrow Never Dies. And so like that was like, and we went specifically for the shooty part.
You know what's funny?
Like, get the women off the screen, get back to the shooting.
Tomorrow Never Dies, I did not actually, I don't know if I ever saw the movie. But I had a because that was a PlayStation video game, and I played the fuck out of it because I had a burned copy of it.
Yeah.
And that was, I just remember there being like a skiing level that like was kicking my ass over and over again. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of wild how Bond has like fallen out of like the, it's not the cultural mainstay it was.
Well, now I think that they're just considered to be good movies now. Like the most recent ones are considered to be like standalone. They are just good movies in that genre. It's not like even a Bond thing anymore.
Well, like
Daniel Craig,
the Bourne movie, the Bourne movies kind of shit all over every action spy thriller that came before them. Not those were like fantastic films because the camera work is insane, but like just that style of like more gritty.
And you're
realistic.
Talking about like the Bourne Identity, Bourne Ultimatum, the Bourne Social Security Card, all those movies.
Yes. Which is just a bunch of nonsense bullshit when you go back and rewatch it. Like just like the plot is just
the
all
government
over the place.
Doesn't know who he is, but he doesn't know who
it's
he
just,
is.
He's just a Manchurian candidate or whatever. And it's like I guess they're based on books, but it's like they were very like I was a dumb kid and I was like this is. There's no secret here. Like, what are we hiding? There's just a...
It's very on the nose.
Fucking dumb.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for, I think, your 7th and 8th pick, I think.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I thought I just did 8.
Yeah, you just did 8.
Yeah.
Oh, you just picked now. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And so it's my...
I had double Lisa.
You do.
Yeah.
You did. Oh, I thought we already came back from double Lisa. Oh, did I pick after your... Double Lisa.
After.
Okay. All right, so now it is your pick.
I really need to pull it. The thing is,
like, while this is happening on the YouTube for Winning Time Tapes, the teams will be displayed as they're happening.
Oh, shit. You've got production plans.
Gotcha. So they'll never be confused, just us.
Okay, perfect.
TYSM.
You're picking 2.
8th and 9th.
Yeah, 8th and 9th.
Okay, 8th and 9th. So because some of my picks were specifically the Full House ones were stolen by somebody... Fucking bullshit. I wanted him in my room so bad. Mostly for the cut it out. And then just so I can touch Uncle Jesse's hair just once. That's what I wanted. So I'm actually going to go. Some of my people bumped up. Tia and Tamara.
Nice.
From the 90s show, Sister, Sister.
Sister, Sister.
I remember my Aunt Lindsay brought that show to my sister who really liked that show. And I remember I would just watch it. And I thought that they were really funny and very cute.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. It was like... Just like the first like funny crushes that I had.
Absolutely.
You know? Tia and Tamara. That's 8th and 9th pick. That's nice and easy.
Did you see recently, speaking of Tia and Tamara and that era of Disney, it was going viral again, the post 9/11 like Disney.
The zoom in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just so it was like right after 9/11, Disney Channel put out a thing of like all of their stars like basically just like a patriotic thing of being like America is so awesome and we're so strong and it's like it's pretty wild to
like
watch.
Some real North Korea type shit.
I remember watching it 3 or 4 years ago, like it came up during the pandemic again, but it just recently because of, you know, everything came back up where it's like Disney Channel was on some fucking shit. just like how they were talking about 9/11 compared to how memeified it is now is very funny.
Yeah. I mean, thank God it went the direction that it went. I could not have standed another second. At my school, right after 9/11, for like 2 months, they would do, they always did the Pledge of Allegiance over the intercom system. But then they would also make us continue standing with our hand over our heart for the song, I'm Proud to Be an American.
At love.
Every fucking day they did this at, fuck you, Hopewell Elementary School in Westchester, Ohio. That place, I'm pretty sure that they held a radio up to the fucking speaker and were like, I'm proud to be an American. It was awful.
Is that the Lee Greenwood song?
Yeah, that's Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, he's such a fucking prick, too.
He made so much money after that.
He goes to all the fucking conventions and stuff and just cleans up, I'm sure.
Yeah, just does the one song. And I mean, I guess good for him. Yeah. He's living the dream.
So for my next pick, it's Lee Greenwood. you got something there, Cameron?
I want to pick Shelly from Twin Peaks.
Wow.
Dude, okay, listen. We should have made a rule from the start. No Lynch stars.
Yeah. What?
Nobody that started a Lynch movie, because this would just be all Lynch.
Yeah.
I saved it.
Some of the hottest ones.
I wanted Full House. I wanted the best of the best Seinfeld girls, and then some other people I knew.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks in particular.
That's a good choice. That's a good ass choice.
Twin Peaks in particular is a show of just all hotties top to bottom.
Oh yeah.
Even Log Lady. R.I.P. I think she passed recently. But
dude,
that wasn't the blind woman that was of the gas station guy.
No. That was
Log Lady's just a Log Lady. She hang out.
Yeah,
the
red too. Hair that was crazy.
Yeah,
Poor Ed.
Poor Ed. Although
Ed gets with Norma eventually.
He was cheating on her so fucking much. Yeah,
he's he's like 6'7" in a small town in the Northwest. He was fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Bookhouse Boys, is that the name of their crew?
I don't remember.
Ah, fuck. None of us are that autistic about Twin Peaks.
me and Allie own it on Amazon Prime, and she's watched it a bunch, and I think I've probably watched the whole thing once through.
Yeah, I stopped sometime in season 2. I was like, I get it.
We're mostly like, she loves the soundtrack. That's like, so much of it is just wanting to have it on the
background. Having the droning kind of.
Like the mystery. You know? Yeah.
Well, that's why, one solo episode I did is just the first 5 minutes is the Twin Peaks score.
Fuck yeah. It's so good.
Your last two picks.
My last two picks?
Yeah.
Wait, was that your last pick?
No, that was my ninth pick. Right. And then I now get one. His and last he gets two. One. Yeah.
And then you and then me.
Yeah, and then that's it.
We're doing movies too, right?
Yeah.
90s stuff.
Well, now
or
I'm.
Or men stuff.
Now I'm cheating because now I'm thinking about stuff from 1999. That's and, cheating. The movie Dogma, released in 1999. Wow,
yeah.
So we're going to go Selma Hayek in Dogma in particular, where she's like, what's her character? Oh, she's like the whore.
Yeah.
I forget what the name of the character is.
The Madonna, right? Isn't it
The
Madonna?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like definitely an early awakening of like, wow, massive boobs exist.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I don't think I have anybody that's that full chested on my lineup yet. So. We're definitely gonna get Selma in there.
Yeah.
Can I come back to my 10th pick? I don't actually have one just now.
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. With my final pick, I'm gonna pick someone who might actually have a chance to satisfy some of the women in my orgy. I'm gonna pick Tyreek from Sister.
Fuck. Yeah.
Is that the neighbor kid? No. Okay.
No. That's somebody's love interest, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they had the neighbor that came over and annoyed the fuck out of them all the time.
No, that wasn't Tyreek.
Okay.
Your last pick.
Yeah, so my very last pick. I thought about this a lot. This person came back into our lives recently. We spent a lot of time watching it. Got a whole new subscription to watch the show. Olga, Helga's sister from Hey Arnold. Specifically from the episode where she is a teacher in, I believe, Alaska. Where she is like up there and has to deal with, you know, that transition from New York all the way over there. And she's a teacher. I was like, holy shit, this person is not only a teacher, but she's also cute as fuck.
This?
Bingo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You might have to check me on my timeline here.
That's okay. We all fucked up the timeline.
Yeah. So
in one way or another, it's 2 out of 3 right now. Just
we've had a real lack of,
animals. I got I got one.
There's been some.
Technically two.
Well, this is kind of animal adjacent because this character does have a Zord.
Oh, fuck. Do it, dude.
And it's not who you think. It's not Tommy. It's not the green slash white ranger.
I was under the impression you were about to say Zordon. And I was ready. I was like, dude, I can't believe we need to do a part two now that I'm remembering so much more. Just want Zordon to fuck me.
Holy shit.
Just a narrate in the background.
Yeah.
Rangers, you need to come.
Well, no, it's actually Adam.
You mean a
sniffle. AKA wow. Johnny Young Bosch. He's the second Black Ranger.
Yeah.
He was in the first...
The movie.
Yeah, he was part of that second lineage where they, you know, acquired the ninjutsu.
The frog, and I believe.
Like, I'm a frog.
Yes.
I also love Johnny. Yeah. Johnny Young Bosch is mostly known for his voice work.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's going to bring a lot of fun character presence to the room.
Yeah, when he comes, he goes, yeah. He'll do something crazy.
He voices, if you'll grab, Mr. Cameron, can you grab that foam sword I have over there?
Yeah.
So, Johnny also voices the owner of this sword from the Devil May Cry series, Nero.
Wow.
And this is his sword, the Red Queen. And he's got lines in there, and I drop these on my cat sometimes when I'm dueling them, and I say, you got a fucked up notion of fair play, pal.
Wow.
And wow. I'm just sitting there like, vroom, vroom, revving up my motor engine sword. Just
deep cutting your cats.
Vroom, vroom. I'm
gonna do that to him. Holy shit.
So yeah, so Johnny, because I think, and it's mostly anime characters. So he can really do like some crazy voices or whatever. Yeah. I don't know any of the anime. They're all like the weird, like, you know, Inuyasha shit that like I just don't fuck with. But he's from what I've heard, a pretty cool dude.
So in the first grade, when that movie came out, it was in theaters at least when I was in the first grade. I went to go see it for one of my birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to the McDonald's play place all together after we got the McDonald's. We're playing around. They had Power Ranger toys. And I remember the one that I got. I was open to all of the Rangers to be my favorite. I didn't have one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so like in my mind, I was like, all right, whatever toy I get. That's gonna be my favorite. And I got
there are no coincidences.
And he got I had the figure and I had his frog like Zord thing.
Yeah.
What do they call him? A Zoid?
Zord. Z-O-R-D.
Okay, yeah. So I had but it was like a miniature one, so we all were playing with him, and I thought that the frog was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And like the black suit it just goes so hard. It goes so hard.
I mean, it's also like when you're playing ninja as a kid, you are dressing up in all black.
Right.
So it just, it's easier to cosplay and everything.
And wasn't his thing like he was like a master hand-to-hand combat person?
I don't remember.
He was agile as a frog and was jumping all. I think that there was.
I kind of fell off the true lore at that stage. I remember because there was just so much stuff around the original Rangers or the American Rangers, I should say.
Yeah.
But what I really loved about the first iteration of the Black Ranger is that he wielded a fucking battle axe.
Damn, really?
Yeah, Zach was just fucking chopping motherfuckers up. Because in the fighting game for Sega Genesis, I'm going on a little TISM rant here, which was different than the Super Nintendo fighting game for whatever reason. Zach had a move where you mashed A or whatever and he just spun in circles with his axe, undefeated.
Wow. Holy shit.
It was basically the 100 hand slap of like E Honda. Like you just could not stop it.
You were more sexually charged saying that than you've been this whole time.
it was my first experience of domming someone. It was my brother via fighting games.
Oftentimes that's how it goes.
Truthfully, I think he was the Zach player, and so I was having to figure out how to counter it. So it was me more like unlocking a part of my brain that was like, oh, I have to get good at this because he's just gonna hit the same fucking button over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Shout out to one of my honorable mentions, which I really wanted to put in here. Didn't think that I could put in there Lola Bunny from Space Jam. Lola Bunny was close, but I just, you know, more into Michael Jordan in that movie. But
yeah, in his acting.
Fuck me, man. That guy is just, I recently watched The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Whole time I was just like, dude, I can't fucking wait to watch Space Jam. And I know I'm not alone in that. I know that there were other people like, damn, I should watch Space Jam.
Space Jam DVD. Space Jam DVD. Space
just like,
Jam DVD.
Space you know, Jam Billy DVD, West is doing his DVD. Best with Daffy and Bugs. Mm-hmm. But he's like, you got to help us, Mike. And he's like, Darn, someone stole the powers.
Yes, I must carry this team to the win to get our powers back. Yeah, he was terrible in that movie, but how hype. I mean, holy shit.
Dude, no, I loved it. Yeah, fucking
holy shit. Nice draft, boys.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I can easily say I don't want to be in anybody's orgy but my own. That was very... I really thought that there was going to be more overlap, and I guess you did pick some of mine away, but in terms of overall vibes, we crafted our own rooms that each has like a special flavor.
If you had to describe each other's orgies, how would you describe it? I think mine is, it's a lot of father figures. I don't know what that I don't know what that says about me or
the daddy issue theme.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
daddy issue
theme, for sure. The bear cave.
Yeah. Mine is
non-threatening.
Yeah, non-threatening and an emotionally mature orgy. Whatever the line is to be sexual, we are just over that.
So you guys aren't actually having any sex whatsoever. You're just sitting there just having
polite
conversation.
We might get to it, but I feel like in my room, everybody needs to have an emotional connection prior to feeling comfortable being sexual. Yes. That's a beautiful thing that should be celebrated.
Of course. And then
needs to feel comfortable.
6 hours go by and everyone's like, oh, I've got to get up tomorrow. I've got to go to work. So,
yeah. And everybody celebrates that.
Yeah. Like, hey, respect.
That's okay.
Boundaries.
We're not going to do anything while you're out of the room.
Cameron, how would you summarize your crew that you've assembled?
I got a bunch of Seinfeld girlfriends and some Bond girls.
Yeah.
Honestly,
with
though,
Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey.
I would choose maybe balanced as a good theme of yours. Balanced? I feel like you have a good balanced mix of balanced. Different people and different things. I feel like nobody's overpowering in your room.
Yeah.
You know?
And they also, there are a lot of built-in chemistry, so there's no awkward first moments. We know what we're here for.
There's a really good starting place.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the action. I like that. I do.
And if not,
before everybody gets to sliding around.
And if not, Letterman can introduce us to people that we don't
know. Sure. That's your interview, everybody. And also come equipped with funny one-liners and witty sayings.
Yeah.
Well, this was a pretty good inaugural second season of Winning Time Tape / Chaotic Pussy / what's your spinoff podcast going to be, Mr. Eric? So we can upload this three times to different channels and see what's going to catch.
I might need some more time with that one.
No worries.
FAP, Fart Ass Podcast.
The Fart Ass Podcast. No, keep it in the Chaotic Pussy family.
So,
tuning in for another episode of FAP.
Fap.
This is the season finale of season two of Winning Time Tapes.
Wait, yours is a finale?
Yeah.
Ours is the Chaotic Pussy's a premiere?
Yeah.
God, this timeline's so fucked.
Yeah. Season three of Winning Time Tapes will start on Wednesday. With the NBA preview with Grink, the producer, and new guest, Jacob.
I forgot to say it at the top of the show. It's Friday, March 28th, 2025.
And this will be uploaded either today on the 28th or on the 29th.
You're going to upload this? You're going to get this done in one day?
Well, because we don't have anything I didn't get to record on Tuesday, so I had nothing to upload today.
Oh, okay.
So this will be uploaded today or tomorrow, and then every other Chaotic Pussy or Winning Time Tapes will be uploaded on Tuesday for season two for Chaotic Pussy now on.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
So yeah.
I don't follow, but I know there's a method to your madness.
Yeah. The three of us will record again on Friday and then upload that the next Tuesday.
Fuck yeah.
Just a message for future Cameron while you are editing this. Thank you for taking that on.
Yeah.
I do appreciate that, and I also have no fucking clue how to do that.
Oh yeah, and for all of you,
I am what is known as the talent, and I barely qualify as that.
You're much needed though.
Yeah,
we need a third man. For those listening to audio only, you can again check out Winning Time Tapes if you wanted to see what we picked, because we're not going to retell you right now. So hopefully you were following that along that, or if you're listening to Chaotic Pussy, like, what were their teams again? Check out the YouTube.
Till next time, pussy eaters.
Gonna stop.